Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Senate Democrats have rejected two articles of impeachment against the Secretary of Homeland Security. House Republicans had accused Alejandro Mayorkas of willfully ignoring the law and breaching the public's trust. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the charges were unconstitutional.
Impeachment Article 1 does not allege conduct that rises to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor as required under Article 2. Section 4 of the United States Constitution, and is therefore unconstitutional.
Republicans insist that Mayorkas is refusing to enforce the nation's immigration laws. Border security is a major topic of the 2024 general election season. The White House is expressing support for the foreign aid bill introduced by House Speaker Mike Johnson. President Biden is calling for swift passage of the measure, which includes additional aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. More from NPR's Deepa Shivaram.
Biden says he strongly supports the package of bills Johnson is putting up for a vote. The four separate bills would provide aid to Ukraine, Israel, the Indo-Pacific, and other national security interests. The White House had previously said it did not support any measures that would only pass aid for Israel and needed more detail on Johnson's plan. But now Biden says he will sign the bills immediately after they go through the House and Senate to, quote, send a message to the world. The message, Biden says, is that the U.S. stands with its friends and won't let Iran or Russia succeed. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
Former President Trump has met with Poland's president in New York during a pause in his criminal fraud case. Trump hosted a dinner for Andrzej Duda at Trump Tower, where the two men were expected to discuss Ukraine. Duda is a strong ally of Kyiv and has urged the U.S. to provide more aid to help Ukraine resist Russian forces. The Supreme Court is making it easier for workers to sue their employer for discrimination if they're transferred against their will. Until now, NPR's Nina Totenberg reports that many lower courts have made it very difficult to bring such cases under the federal civil rights law.
The sex discrimination claim before the court is illustrative. A plainclothes police sergeant in St. Louis claimed that after 9 years in the intelligence division and excellent evaluations, she was transferred to a different division by a new division commander. Though her pay and rank remained the same, she said she lost the car assigned to her as part of an FBI task force. She was required to wear a uniform and to work nights and weekends. A federal appeals court ruled that these changes were not materially significant enough to justify a lawsuit under the federal anti-discrimination law. But the Supreme Court, by a unanimous vote, disagreed.
Nina Totenberg reporting. This is NPR. Some 100 gymnasts abused by sports doctor Larry Nassar will share roughly $100 million. The Justice Department says it's agreed to pay the amount after an internal probe found that the FBI mishandled abuse allegations against Nassar. According to the Wall Street Journal, which first reported the settlement, the deal has not yet been finalized. Nassar is serving what amounts to a life sentence at a prison in Michigan. Recreational fishing in saltwater is a popular tourist activity in Florida. NPR's Greg Allen reports on a campaign by wildlife officials to help ensure fish that are caught and released survive.
People who fish in Florida and in federal waters are now required to have special gear on board to help ensure fish caught in deep water survive. Long needles are used to pierce the fish's swim bladder, releasing the pressure. But University of Florida marine fisheries specialist Angela Collins says it's important then to get the fish back down to the bottom using a special weight called a descending tool.
This just shoots them down really fast. You clip it around the fish's lip, and it's closed until this gets to 100 feet. And it pops open, and that just basically lets the fish swim off.
Regulations on seasons and the species that can be taken mean that more than half of the fish caught in a typical offshore fishing trip are returned to the water. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
On Wall Street, stocks closed lower, with the Dow Jones Industrials falling 45 points today. The Nasdaq Composite Index lost 18 points, and the S&P 500 dipped 29. U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.